This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
On your home for the best Ravens coverage. What time is
that? It's time for News from the Nest with Vinny and Haney.
Sponsored by Hillside Lawn Service, the experienced lawn care specialists.
105.7 The Fan.
Time for some Ravens football talk. Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Turn it up Tuesday, cranking it up to 12. Send your song request, Plaza Ford text line. Nolan McGraw will play it for you. Getting back to Eric DaCosta. Now, this time he's on the Lounge podcast talking about Patrick Queen. The chances of signing him to a long-term deal, are they good, they bad? What's going on here?
People want to, like, jump to conclusions and, oh, he's going to replace Patrick. Well, I can tell you this. Patrick Queen had a hell of a year last year. And Patrick Queen is a very talented, in my mind, Pro Bowl-type linebacker. He's going to have a great year this year. We will, at some point, try to get him signed, hopefully, to an extension if we can. The fifth-year option was something that was more based on business and the economics than actually Patrick Queen.
What's the way you go about that? Remember last year the Raiders didn't pick up Josh Jacobs' fifth-year option, and then he had a monster season. Daniel Jones, correct me if I'm wrong, I don't think they picked up his.
Did not.
So, I mean, sometimes it is performance-based, but mostly, Vinny, does it come down to the economics of football?
Yes, you know, because what is it for a line? It's almost, what, $12 million, I think, for Queen. And maybe they feel like they can get a cheaper deal, especially cap-wise, you know. They get an extension. Bob, as much as I'd love to have Queen, and I'm sure they would too, if look at, like, the Bengals this past year, okay, with the safeties. All right, they draft Dax Hill, and then they have two Pro Bowl safeties, you know, in the free agents, and then boom, you know, oh, we want them. They played on the tender, and then boom, they're gone. You know why? Because you can't afford them when you got an expensive quarterback like that. You know, I mean, Burrow's getting ready to get paid. Lamar just got paid. It's got to come from somewhere, because there's only so much cap space. I just don't know how you pay two inside linebackers a ton of money. You know, I mean, is he a good player? He played great with Roquan Smith.
Right.
Played okay without Roquan Smith. So, you know, I'd be shocked if he doesn't have over 100 tackles this year.
Queen, you're saying?
Queen. Well, I think Roquan will have like 150.
But the delicate balance is when you have to do this sort of business decision that you piss them off. And correct me if I'm wrong, when they drafted Trenton Simpson, didn't he kind of do some sort of social media thing that led you to believe he wasn't happy with the pick?
Sheesh was the quote.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe he could have been talking about his carryout order for all we know. You know,
here's the thing about it is, I mean, if you're Patrick Queen, and if I'm Patrick, and I've said this before, if I'm Patrick Queen's agent, the day Roquan got his new deal, and you be Patrick, I'm the agent. Hey, Patrick, did you see Roquan sign a new deal? I'm just going to be honest. That pretty much solidified. They're not going to pick up your fifth-year option, you know? So let's go have a hell of a year, work your ass off, you know, be a great teammate, and then let's go get paid in free agency. That's what I'd be telling my client.
Yeah, you're still playing for a lot regards to your career,
no
individual
doubt.
Achievement, and ultimately the bag.
Yes, you're at an advantage because if they pick up your fifth-year option, you're stuck with them. And you think you're worth $16 to $18 million a year? I want to be a free agent. How many guys want to be free agents? So I don't know what he's bitching. You know, it's nothing negative, you know, that they didn't pick up fifth-year option. You know, just that you're a free agent next year, so let me go kick ass.
Speaking of free agents real quick, former Raven Chris Westry. Remember him?
Yeah,
DB, played back at 21. Signed with the Browns. He was on Carolina's practice squad last year.
Okay.
He got thrown into the fray because all the injuries they had at DB a couple years ago. And, you know, he had his moment, 17, you know, tackles, three passes defensed. And now he's back in the division with the Cleveland Browns. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, news from the Nest. Let's get back to Lamar Jackson. On the Lounge podcast himself, was asked about signing that big deal and walking back onto the football field healthy.
My initial thought walking in the building was, okay, I was a rookie last 5 years. All right, now I'm a new player, but from the same team. That's what I was thinking. Like, I just signed a new year, new five-year deal, fresh start. I'm basically starting over, really. It's like, yeah, I'm one of the new guys now. Like, I'm OBJ them. Like, I just got here. That's how I felt. So it felt pretty good.
And to his point, with the new offensive coordinator, kind of is starting over to some level.
Yeah, he's starting over. And, yeah, you know, if you're one of the new guys, I should be.
I kind of knew that was coming. Vinny and 81057 The Fan. Here's Lamar on the Lounge podcast. I mean, about the alleged demands to get Odell Beckham Jr. and D-Hop.
Is it possible for us to land D-Hop and Odell Beckham?
Uh-huh.
He was like, Lamar, you know, we can't make that happen. We can't get both of them. You know, we have Rashard Bateman. I'm like, I'm not taking anywhere away from Bateman. Like,
yeah.
I love Bateman. Like, he a guy. He a number one receiver. But I'm like, we can just be loaded. That's how I'm looking at it. Like, I'm thinking like Madden turned like, man, we can do anything. I just want to win the Super Bowl. Like, it really don't matter. You know, we get 1 year deal. It don't really matter. Coach, just make it happen. You know, you're like, we can't do that. I'm like that. And then I see something come out like, oh, Lamar said, if we can't get both of them, he's not signed. I'm like, what?
So he's saying that the demand was not accurate.
Yeah.
He asked more like, hey, what are the possibilities of this sort of happening?
Yeah. And, you know, I think in reality, financially, you know, that one, did you just look at your paycheck, Lamar?
Right.
I mean, we'd love to, but, you know, we can't. So, I mean, like Lamar always says, business is business. And that was business.
Lamar also talking about, you know, the criticism he faced for not hiring an agent and getting the deal done by himself. Does he have anything to say to the people that may have criticized that process?
I really never cared about the doubters. You know, it was all about me just, you know, handling my business and then moving forward. You know, and like I handle my business, now I'm moving forward. I really don't worry about them. It's not like, oh, I could throw it in your face now. It's not about that.
You know, take the high road is probably
no,
the
no
best
doubt about
course
it.
Of
the deal's done. You know, the Ravens have taken nobody is, you know, everybody should, like it was at the press conference. It was kumbaya. Everybody's happy. Everybody loving everybody, you know. And let's go win now. Now, you know, that's behind us.
ELE, everybody. That's
yep.
what we're feeling right now. Todd Monken, we'll get one in with him, the new Ravens OC. And as we talk about it from a strategy perspective or strategery, if you prefer that one, do you want Lamar to run more or less this year, Todd?
How do I say this? Again, I think it goes back to the players that you have. I think the more talented you are around your quarterback, the less he has to take on that burden, shoulder the load, because you're excited about getting others the football. I think that kind of answers itself. As you get further into your career, you know, as Lamar gets older, as everybody does, I mean, you know, you want to take some of that off of the player as best as you can.
It sounds like a no. Doesn't want him to run more. Or wants him to run less with more options for that football.
Well, yeah, I think what he would like, you want him to run because he's so good at it, but you want him to get the ball to all your yak guys and let them do it, you know, and pick your spots when you're running. And if you can throw it out to Zay Flowers and he gets you 30 yards, hey, You know, have at it instead of me scrambling around. Just get it and let them go because you know what? When you go back to huddle, you'll be feeling pretty good.
Video to Haney went up 5-7. The Fan will come back. Going to count some money, buy or sell. And then Ryan Ripken's going to be joining us at the bottom of the hour, talk about Shohei Ohtani and what he did last night to make the Orioles take an L down in front of the home fans at Camden Yards. We'll talk about the next couple of games and Grayson Rodriguez's worst start of his young MLB career. American League East breakdown coming up around 12:45 or so. NFL lunch at 1, and we're going to hear more from Todd Monken and Lamar Jackson at 1:15. Jimmy Patsos joining us live from Chicago. NBA Draft Combine. Doc Rivers out as the head coach of the Sixers, and coach will talk about that decision by Philly as well.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.
Are you buying?
Great cash, homie.
Or are you selling?
I'm not gonna buy into that crap.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan here on this Turn It Up Tuesday. Tons going on in the world of sports. Some breaking news in the NBA today, which I'm sure we'll get to. But right now, let's count some cash, buy or sell.
All right, Bob. The Dow is down 197. The S&P is down 10. NASDAQ is up 30. DraftKings is down 17 cents. Under Armour's down 20 cents. 688, Jimmy Patsos.
Start here in the NFL. The Jets GM Joe Douglas recently spoke about the team's quarterback situation now that Aaron Rodgers is in town. But as far as Zach Wilson is concerned, he wonders if they could have done some things differently to help him out early in his career. His quote here said, I think going back, it would have been great to have a veteran quarterback like Joe Flacco that first season. Sometimes you don't take into account the ramifications of playing a young quarterback early in his career. Also admitted that time is working against you when you draft a quarterback that high. But Vinny, are you buying or selling that sitting a year behind a veteran would have changed things for Wilson?
I don't know sitting behind, but having a veteran there. You know, I don't know that Joe Flacco would be the guy because Joe thinks he's a starter. You know, and Joe doesn't help out any rookie. You want a guy who, you know, kind of understands his role and what his role is, and your role is to help, you know, the young quarterback. That's kind of what I see, you know, so I can see that type, a Joe Flacco type, but not Joe, I think would have been good.
Hey, Rodgers himself has said he's going to do everything he can to mentor this kid
right
at camp, even though he's the starter. Watch Wilson, what I do.
Maybe Rodgers thinks his mom's hot or whatever, you know.
I don't know. Aaron Rodgers, he got an interesting catalog of women there. Maybe she's next.
Well, what did Wilson say before the Rodgers signing? Whoever they bring in,
gonna make their life miserable.
Yeah, yeah. We'll see.
No, now that was his idol growing up.
Right. Let's go over to the NBA here. More coaching news. A name I didn't bring up earlier. I was saving it here for buy or sell. You never know whose name's going to pop up in the coaching searches these days. But apparently for the Raptors, J.J. Redick earned himself an interview. Since retiring from the NBA in 2021, transitioned to a prominent media role on ESPN, not afraid to tell guys like Stephen A. Smith that they're wrong, so maybe a little more likable for the general public right now. But Bob, buy or sell, whether it's the Raptors or somewhere else, Reddick could go the Steve Nash route, make the jump directly from player to head coach without climbing the ladder.
I think, didn't Jason Kidd do that too? Or he had really limited coaching experience. I'll buy it eventually. I don't know if he's going to get that Toronto gig. But I could see him with his Duke pedigree, played for Coach K. Not that that makes you the end-all, be-all of coaching candidates, even though Quinn Snyder's worked out nicely, during his career. But, yeah, I could see him wearing a sweatsuit on the sidelines at an NBA game as the man in charge eventually. By the way, he's on TV right now in a tape-delayed scenario with Stephen A. Smith.
Go back to the NFL here. The Browns made a big move to bolster their defense by trading for Za'Darius Smith. And he'll step right in, replace Jadeveon Clowney, and start alongside Myles Garrett. And I'm sure that's music to Myles Garrett's ears, since this is another perennial double-digit sack guy when healthy. You look at Za'Darius Smith's career, who have been his running mates, the other prominent pass rush threat on every team he's been with. In Minnesota, Danielle Hunter was his running mate. Preston Smith for a year in Green Bay. But there's also been years where it was kind of just him. So Vinny, buy or sell, now with Garrett as his running mate, Smith will post a career high in sacks this season. His career high right now, 13.5.
I'm going to sell it. I don't know that he can stay healthy for that long. That's the problem. You know, I mean, if Minnesota thought he could get 13 sacks or whatever, they went to got him for 2/5, you know, Cleveland. I think when he does his most damage is over the guards. I think he's a mismatch on the inside. That's why I loved him on the inside.
Let's go over to baseball here. Mitch Keller, saw him dominate the Orioles on Sunday afternoon. Yet another great start for him in 2023. And the Pirates, they want to keep him. Just like with Brian Reynolds, Key Brian Hayes, they're making an effort to lock up Keller long-term. He sounds receptive to it, but won't become a free agent as it stands now until 2025. Buy or sell, Bob, Pittsburgh should not rush to sign Keller. Wait for him to put together another full season.
No, I'd get it over with. Get it done. Because if he puts together another full season and they stink, he might want out of Pittsburgh when it's all said and done. Reynolds himself demanded a trade at spring training. He got paid. I mean, they're only a game out of first. O'Neill Cruz, remember, he broke his ankle. He's their talented shortstop prospect. He'll be coming back sooner or later. Maybe the Pirates should follow what Atlanta did. Don't have as deep pockets as the Braves do and start getting some of these dudes locked up.
And we'll close with this one here, something you guys got to briefly yesterday. Carson Wentz has apparently received interest from some teams around the league, but says he's going to wait a little bit longer, see what develops. The funny quote here, and the Jeremy Fowler was the one to report it, the quote being he's open to starter and backup roles. Well, I think we can safely say it'll be a backup role for him.
Is there any other role for him to have?
Well, no.
And who wouldn't be open to a starter role?
Is there a third option for him?
Yeah, practice squad.
None. None.
It's going to be a backup role, if any, at this point. But, Vinny, are you buying or selling the reported interest in the veteran quarterback?
That's from his agent. So maybe one team has reached out. I don't think multiple teams have.
I mean, you look at his career with a year in Indy, it was 27 touchdowns, 7 picks.
Yep.
Most of those picks are very inopportune times. But the biggest indictment to me was that Ursay, Jimmy, didn't even want him on the plane coming out of Jacksonville. He was so pissed about that loss to the Jags that would have put them in the playoffs. And then last year with the Commanders, it was just dreadful all around.
Right. And then Howie's thing about, you know, competitiveness kind of bothered me.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. When we come back, Ryan Ripken's going to be joining us. Talk some Orioles baseball with him. We'll go around the American League East later on in the hour. NFL lunch coming up at 1 o'clock. And Dominican Sue wants to play. He just don't want to go to training camp.
Right.
And we'll get into that and more. We'll hear more from Todd Monken and Lamar Jackson talking Ravens at 1:15. Jimmy Patzos live from Chicago talking about the Combine, talking about the NBA Draft Lottery. Victor Wembanyama, is he this guy? And Doc Rivers gone in Philly. Was that the right move by the Sixers?
Sports 24-7. 105.7. The voice of the fan.
Vinny Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Here on this Turn It Up Tuesday, cranking the tunes for you. Still chasing Ryan Ripken here, our colleague on Baltimore Baseball Tonight. It'll be in a couple of weeks. It's me and Mike Bordick tonight and all week long. We're live from Pickles next couple of days because it's a day game Thursday. And then Friday night, the Orioles are off to Toronto taking on the Blue Jays. And we'll get into the American League East report coming up here in a couple of minutes. Dean Kramer's on the hill for the Birds, looking to make it three starts in a row where he gets the W. Earn run average has been dwindling his last couple of outings, which is good to see. And the Orioles will try to get back in the win column. They've lost two in a row. Keller shut him up on a Sunday, and then Otani did it with his arm and mainly with his bat. 4-for-5, 3 ribbies as the Angels take the opener there. Coming up tomorrow is football school, and we'll get into that during an NFL lunch.
Right.
Because what we want to tell our audience, because you were there last week, exactly what football school will entail as the Ravens get back at it. Open to the media. This is something that is new to this year.
Yes.
I don't remember no football schools in prior seasons, but we'll talk about that coming up in a few. Joining us now to talk some Orioles, he's on the Ashley Furniture Guest Hotline. He's our colleague, Baltimore Baseball Tonight, brought to you by Salvo Auto Parts. Ryan Ripken. Ryan, what's happening?
What's going on, guys? How you doing today?
Good. Doing all right. And Ryan, you've been around this game a long, long time, going back to your grandfather, obviously your dad, your uncle. You played professional baseball for many years. When you watch Shohei Ohtani as a baseball in the blood kind of guy, what kind of joy do you personally get out of seeing this dude perform?
I mean, it's truly unbelievable. Honestly, like, I don't think I've ever really seen anything like this. I don't think any of us have. And I think that's the part that's so mesmerizing to me, is that understanding of being around the game for so long, how hard baseball is, how hard it is to hit, how hard it is to pitch. And then at the highest level, you have a guy yesterday that goes 7 innings. I know he gave up some runs, but he pitched 7 innings and then almost proceeded to hit for the cycle. I mean, it's truly, it's, I know it was against the Orioles, but man, as a baseball fan, it was really something special to watch.
And what it's, aside from the immense skill, what's also impressive about him to me is he's unflappable. There's no real posing or profiling. I mean, you would know he gave up a 400-foot homer or hit a 400-foot homer the way that he carries himself, Ryan, out there on the diamond.
And I tell people a lot how you conduct yourself and how you handle yourself when things go good or bad really is going to, you know, talk about your success and be able to brush off anything. And that's what Shohei does. It doesn't seem like anything phases him. And if he can do that and what he has done already, you know, it's not going to be a surprise to me that he takes home his, I guess, Judge won the MVP last year. Ohtani wins it this year. I mean, to me, there's a reason why he gets all the hype, is because he really is the complete package, both physically and mentally.
Ryan Ripken joining us, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Now on the flip side, Grayson Rodriguez, his outing on the mound was, not that long, 3 1/3, 9 hits, 8 runs, gave up a couple of homers himself. Been a lot of loud contact, Ryan, off the bats when Grayson Rodriguez is pitching here. And, you know, he does seem to show a little emotion out there on the mound when things are not going well for him. And when he's doing some good stuff. So you're watching him, you know him. He's a few starts now into his major league career. What needs to be straightened out for him to be that guy that everyone thinks that he's going to be in Major League Baseball, which is a top of the rotation performer?
You know, I've been thinking about this a lot the last day, because last night I was getting frustrated hearing people, how he needs to be sent down, or he's not ready, he's a bust. And I understand the expectations are high for Grayson, but we got to understand, at 23 years old and being asked to be one of the best at your position, I mean, Bob, I don't know about you guys, but at 23 years old, I didn't have that figured out. And I'm still not at the top of my game at 29, and for Grayson, when you have such high expectations, and to be honest, and people tell you how good you are constantly, you dominate in the minor leagues, now you're at a different phase of all these big league hitters are good. I don't care if guys are struggling. These are professional guys that have a lot of pride and are and have gotten there because they have now refined their skills. So for Grayson, it to me, it's can you get that kind of consistent, you know, that consistency that made you successful in the minors? It's can you gave me the five and scoreless, you know, for two of those starts against Detroit. You have a great game against Tampa, but then you have those inconsistencies against Kansas City and, you know, obviously last night against the Angels. The thing for him is to find that consistency and control his emotions. I know he's not getting guys out the way that he wants and finishing batters off. I think that comes with time. But what I'm saying in general is he is still young. And honestly, this might be the best thing for him is to realize that you got to find a way. You don't have to have these dominant starts each time. You just got to find a way to consistently get through each and every one of them.
Hey, Ryan, what do you think? Which Mateo, you know, I guess, going to show up in June? The April one or the May one?
Yeah, you know, your guess is going to be as good as mine. I think we had this perception, and I think he's done a tremendous job. And I think we get obsessed with how toolsy guys can be. And for, you know, tools being how, you know, what we see. He's got the power. He's got the arm. He plays defense. He's fast. And we're already talking about how he is one of the best shortstops over some guys that have proven it. And that's the thing for Mateo. He hasn't proven it enough consistently that he can do this for a full season. We see what he's capable of. So where do I think it can lie for him this month or moving forward? I think something in the middle, you know, and I think that for all the hot months that you have, you're going to have some down months. I think for him to be on track and to get going is to kind of go back to what made you, you know, and if you're struggling hitting, find a way to use your legs a little bit more, find a way to let it come to you and not try to force it. Because when Mateo gets in trouble, he's a little bit more aggressive swinging and he kind of can swing himself out of at bats. So can you use your speed to your advantage and be able to kind of, you know, take that little step back? I think for thinking for Mateo, less would be more. And hopefully that will get him back to, you know, some sort of the level he played in April.
Now, the guy on the other end, you know, the spectrum, Ryan, how about, you know, Mullins? He's just so confident when he's up to the plate now. You know, I'm guessing when he walks up to that batter's box, he thinks he's getting hit every time.
Yeah, I mean, Sed, he's such a good player. You know, and I laugh because, again, talk about expectations. I think everyone had the thought that Cedric was just going to hit 30 home runs and steal 30 bags and 30 doubles after he did it 2 years ago. And last year, everyone's like, oh, it was disappointing. We should sell high on him. I'm thinking, he's still one of the best players. He's one of the best outfielders in the league. He really is. And what you're seeing right now is him getting back in his groove. And Cedric is just one of those guys that when he's confident and he's feeling it, like you said, he not only does everyone else think that he's going to get a hit, he himself, he truly believes it. And talk about a guy that learned how to understand himself. Cedric understands himself. And that's why he is able to have all this success. And when he gets hot, he can stay hot. And, man, it's just awesome because I'm so happy to see where he's come from. And in 19, when he got sent down from the majors all the way down to Double-A, to see where he is now. And that really is a testament to where his mind is or where his thoughts are mentally.
Ryan Ripken joining us, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, our colleague on Baltimore Baseball Tonight, brought to you by Salvo Auto Parts. Ryan, last thing, you talk about testament to how good a guy is or his impact. 162 games with Adley Rutschman. Orioles are 93-69. Tell us why that is a reality when they were, what, 12 games under 500, I believe, when he was called up from the minor leagues.
You know, isn't that amazing to think? And again, it's more than just one person that makes up a team, right? Having said that, though, a player that can do something that you can't always quantify, you can't put it in the data and statistics. We know what those data and statistics that Adley bring to the team. And especially at a premier position where you are counted upon to anchor this pitching staff, make them feel comfortable, control the run game. And then on top of it, you are being thrusted upon to be one of the biggest parts of that lineup offensively. And the other part of it, which you can't quantify, is that he brought a belief. He brought a confidence, a quiet confidence initially, and now you're seeing the personalities come out more and more with the team. But you can't say enough about that, and those are things. I even look at it with the Giants with Buster Posey when he played. Buster Posey had that confidence to him we have Buster behind the plate. We just feel like a better team. Adley not only has done that with his numbers, but he's brought that confidence to this Orioles team. And so far, so good for the first month and a half.
Ryan Ripken brings a quiet confidence himself to Baltimore baseball tonight. We're going to see you, a couple of weeks? How's the move going, by the way?
Oh, it's still going. Again, I got some boxes for you if you want to just, come on down. Let me know.
I'm retired from that sort of thing, Ryan Ripken. Ryan, appreciate the time as always, and we'll talk to you next Tuesday.
All right, guys. Have a great rest of your
day.
Thanks,
Ryan.
Ryan Ripken joining us. Yeah, one thing I do not do is move.
Yeah.
Not happening. Next time I have to do it, whenever that is, I'm going to hire someone else to do all that lugging. Nolan, you're moving soon, right? Or have you already moved?
Friday and Saturday.
Ooh.
You doing it by yourself? You got some friends coming
up? It's not a ton of stuff, so it'd be me and the parents. We'll one truckload. We'll be just fine.
Yeah. Always like, hey, man, you come and help me. This my younger age. Help me move, man. We'll get some food. I'll buy some beer. We'll do this. And before you know it, it's like, all I'm doing is carrying couches, and I ain't had a beer yet. And now being an old geezer with a bad back, it's just not going down. When we come back, American League East Report. All got NFL lunch coming up at 1 o'clock. Going to hear from Todd Monken and Lamar Jackson. We're going to talk about football school. Exactly what does that mean? And what's Vinny looking for tomorrow out at One Winning Drive? Remember, OTAs are next week. And Jimmy Patsos joining us live from Chicago. He's at the NFL Draft Combine, but we're going to preview the conference finals. We're going to talk about the dismissal of Doc Rivers today by the Sixers. Was that the move to make there?
Yankees, Boston, Toronto,
the Rays.
A closer look at the AL East.
AL East.
Vinny and Haney.
Deep drive, center field. There it goes. See ya. A monster shot. Oh, the batter's eye. A solo home run for Judge. And the Yankees lead 7-0.
But hold on to win, 7-4. Aaron Judge hit two bombs last night, including a 462-foot shot as the Yankees win that opener against Toronto. American League East teams getting it on. That was the Yes Network, by the way. Controversy surrounding the game after the fact, where Judge was kind of peeking into the Yankees dugout side-eyed.
Mm-hmm. I saw that.
And John Schneider, not to be confused with the guy from Dukes of Hazzard, the manager of the Blue Jays, said he found it curious that he kept looking over there. What else? What could it have been for? Judge, after the game, kind of threw Aaron Boone under the bus. Said, look, it's 6-0. I'm at the plate. I mean, this is not out of hand. I mean, Toronto scored 4, made it a game. I'm trying to hit, and you guys are in there chirping at the umpires and talking crap out on the field. Shut up. Basically what he's saying. There's a time and a place for this, and Aaron Boone himself even said after the game, maybe covering for him, that, yeah, he was in there and we were kind of distracting him and we can understand why he was doing it. Now, Toronto's perspective is he was looking for somebody, maybe give him the old, here comes the slider, here comes the knuck, you know what I mean.
Oh, and then bang!
And then the next pitch was like needed a stewardess on it. It flew so far out of the outfield.
Yeah.
So there was a little bit of drama there at the Rogers Center, but the Yankees win that one 7-4. Seattle blows out the Red Sox at Fenway. Cal Raleigh became the first catcher to ever homer from the both sides of the plate, at Fenway Park. So 10-1 final score there. Tonight, Yankees and Blue Jays again. You got Seattle at Boston again, and then Tampa, the team on top of the division, there at the Mets, taking on Buck Showalter and his beleaguered team. Somewhat injured are the New York Mets, the favorites in the eyes of some to win the National League.
Yeah.
And right now they're playing catch-up in their own division. Tonight the Orioles are taking on the Angels, game 2 of this one. Birds right now 26-15, 13-7 at home. 4.5 behind Tampa in the East, plus 26. Run differential, 5-5 in their last 10, losers of 2 in a row. Brandon Hyde, your skipper. For the Angels, 22-20, 12-11 on the road. Third in the AL West, we told you they're closer to first place than the Orioles are.
Yeah.
And the Orioles, if they were in the West, would be in first place. But 3.5 back of the Rangers, plus 13, their run differential. They are 4-6 in their last 10. Dean Kramer is on the hill for the Orioles, 4-1 with a 4.97 against Chase Silseth, who's a 22-year-old youngster making a rare start. Good pitches out of the bullpen, kind of one of those, I guess, spot starter types. Mm-hmm. Has no decisions on the year with a 3.24 earned run average. As we talked about with Ryan Ripken, Orioles 162 games with Adley, 93-69. That's the sixth most wins in baseball during that time frame. Standings in the American League are as follows. The East anyway, 31-11. Rays 4.5 up on the Birds. Toronto 24-17, third place 6.5 out. Yankees 24-19, 7.5 games out. And the Red Sox have lost 4 in a row. All of a sudden, they're back at the bottom. 9 games off the pace. Other division leaders, Twinkies 3 up on the Guardians. Rangers 3 up on Houston. Braves 6 up on the Marlins and the Phillies. Brewers game up on the Pirates. And the Dodgers have won 6 in a row. They are 3 up on the Arizona Diamondbacks. That is your standings in American League update here on this Turn It Up Tuesday. Got NFL lunch coming up here in a matter of minutes. And there we're going to hear from Todd Monken, going to hear from Lamar Jackson. But football school.
Yes.
Second week of it. So give everyone an idea of what it was like last week when Monken spoke with the media.
Yep.
And Devin Duvernay, among others. Tomorrow looks like Mike McDonald and selected players are going to hit the microphone.
Well, last week, defense was first. And I guess that's because maybe Monken was talking last. You know, and this week, offense is first. But, I mean, what happened out there was, all right, the defense is out there for roughly 30, 40 minutes as just the defensive players only. And they're doing a lot of individual stuff by their positions. So, like, the pass rushers are working on pass rush. You know, the DBs are working on backpedaling and doing those things. Linebackers are, you know, down working on their drops and that kind of stuff. And then they come together and do some walk-through type stuff schematically, you know, without the defensive front. Because the defensive line, they continued to work pass rush drills and stuff the whole time. And then the other guys, you know, because there's not a lot, there's no offensive people, and, you know, all the coaches and stuff are dressed up as offensive players, you know, and walking through the routes, and you know, people are schematically learning their assignments, or, you know, I guess that's probably the best way to say it. And then after the defense was done, then special teams came out. And then they break it down individually, special teams-wise. Like, Chris was working with, like, the three guys inside, you know, on punt block or punt. You know, and the gunners are working on the outside, and you know. And then after that, then there was a – then Monken came out and talked, and Chris Horton talked. And then there was a break in the action for about 30 minutes – until the offense came back. Then the offense came back out on the field and did individual stuff. You know, the receivers were doing their – there was only one running back. The receivers were doing their thing. The O-line's doing their thing. You know, Joe D over on one field. And then they came together as an offensive team, or they were throwing some routes and stuff. But then they finally come together as a whole team. And they're running plays, they're running pass plays, they're running. And Todd Monken is over on the side, you know, calling the plays into the to the quarterbacks. And he was in total control of, hey, you're supposed to be on a line, you're supposed to be off, you're supposed to be up. But, you know, just because he's the only one right now that knows it's his offense,
right?
Everything about it. So, like, he's installing, he's controlling, he's doing it all, you know, and everybody else is kind of controlling their players. But if something screws up, you can hear Todd Monken out there.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. We're going to hear from Todd Monken when we come back. NFL lunch, if you want to get in, you can at 410-583-1057. Look at this Ravens schedule a bit more, as we talked about it earlier with Kevin Allstriker. Jimmy Patsos joining us live from Chicago. He's at the NFL Draft Combine. I'm sure things are festive. Well, if he's in the place in your city, that city just got a little bit more exciting just because he's there. Doc Rivers out in Philly. Was that the prudent move?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.